Nolte, CNN's April Ryan cannot wait to see police remove Trump from White House. By John Nolte on August 4, 2020. I cannot wait to watch police and armed forces trying to pull Donald Trump out of the White House, an unhinged April Ryan blurted out over the weekend. There's going to be a split screen on January 20, 2021. If Joe Biden is now going to be the 46th president of the United States, you will have him being inaugurated and watching police and armed forces trying to pull Donald Trump out of the White House. I cannot wait for that split screen, Ryan said. Ryan said this during a Sunday appearance on Kunlal's Newsroom with Anna Cabrera after being asked about Trump's tweet last week about postponing the November presidential election. Ryan identifies as an objective reporter. In her word salad response, Ryan also made the bizarre comparison between Trump and, Malcolm X. This president is imploring and channeling a pre-mega Malcolm X, with the words by any means necessary. Whatever that means. For balance, Kunlal's other guest was Joe Biden supporter Bill Kristol. The balance of course being two Trump haters balanced on the right side of the screen. April Ryan, of course, is one of Kunlal's more entertaining hypocrites. If you recall, she's the journalist who regularly and falsely accused Trump of putting journalists at risk and then had a bodyguard who roughed up a left-leaning journalist for the sin of reporting on one Madam Ryan's public appearances. This is also the same April Ryan who spread a conspiracy theory about Trump planning to nuke the continent of Africa, who barred former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee from entering heaven, and who suggested Trump's former press secretary, Sarah Sanders, should be decapitated. She's also a stone-cold liar. Ryan serially embarrassing herself is not entirely her fault. She's a fanatic, but also a stupid one who doesn't know she's stupid. Who doesn't know she makes a fool of herself, and this is something Kunlal eagerly exploits for clicks and viral opportunities. Like the just-as-dumb Chris Cuomo, she's one of Kunlal's circus geeks. A freak attraction, a constant car wreck of idiocy and left-wing extremism that serves Kunlal's political goals of normalizing political violence and partisan conspiracy theories. She certainly does nothing for CNN's ratings or ad revenue, which continue to land in last place. And let's not forget that this entire conspiracy theory about Trump refusing to leave office if he loses in 2020 is a total media invention. If Trump believes the 2020 election was rigged, which is a very good possibility with mail-in voting, something created by Democrats to make cheating easier, and something entirely different from absentee ballots, he has every right to contest the election. Just as then-Vice President Al Gore did when he lost to George W. Bush in 2000. There are all kinds of legal methods for Trump to contest the election. And prior to Inauguration Day, those legal methods will be exhausted. Trump will either win or lose in court. And if he loses, of course, he will leave the White House, just as Gore did in 2000. But America's media freaks gotta make a living. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.